This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
5 o'clock on a Friday. Nice to have you with us. Let's get to some baseball. If you're looking for Masters, we got into it. Odyssey.com Rewind. Talk Pistons, playoffs, double dip against the Bucks, possible opponent, matchups. Handled that. And the best, worst story out of college football to open the show. But I want to ask this. I want to see if I can fix something. This makes so much sense that I think it's insane that it's not done. This week, I think you, the fan, got absolutely boned. You got boned. And I would argue no Tiger fan has been able to really enjoy anything at Comerica Park at all this season. And you go, but Mike, you bearded bleephole, they're winning. No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about your enjoyment. 30 degrees, snow, wind, overcast, moving game times because colder is worse than cold, so we'll just move. Why do we play baseball this time of year? And before you say, the odors will never shorten the season, they don't have to.
What? Go ahead.
The owners. The owners. Well, because there's always like, you know, some nerd ass. Like, I don't know, the owners aren't going to shorten the season. Work with me. Today is Friday, April 11th.
Okay.
I would argue today should be opening day. And here's how you still get 162 games in. Tigers played 12 games, right? So we got to make up 12 games in 150 game span. You go, how will we do that? Very simple. Over the next 16 weeks, April 11th to May 11th, May 11th to June 11th, June 11th to July 11th, and July 11th to August 11th, you have 16 weeks plus, right? Mm-hmm. 12 of those 16 weeks, three of out of every 4 weeks, you will play a doubleheader. The doubleheaders will catch you up to speed to fit the same amount of games in a slightly condensed amount of time, so we can actually have fans in places like Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Detroit, Philly, New York, Boston, Minnesota, etc., 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 actually enjoy their lives. Do you know how insanely unfair it is that Tiger fans get one crack at the Yankees? And they were here, and no one could go. And no jokes about the 1901 Society and lack of a food cart. No. No one could go at all. You had opening day here. People, through perseverance, decided to show up because it was opening day.
Right.
But beyond it, who could go? Who enjoyed themselves? What kids got to enjoy a baseball game? Please, explain to me how we don't just start baseball today, build the doubleheaders in, 3 of every 4 weeks, and you never get into September, you never burden the playoff chase, and you get all the games in, everyone's happy. Can anyone argue it?
Day 9 doubleheaders.
You do whatever kind you want. I don't care. I'm not the traveling assistant to the traveling GM. I don't book the flights.
No, because they'll say, well, the players don't want to play 2 games.
Ready? Oh, I have an answer for that.
Okay.
Wah. Fully guaranteed contracts for playing the least athletic of any sport. Wah.
Not the answer that I thought you were going to give. Because mine is...
I give you unexpected moments.
That's
what we do.
You do. Because for me, I'm going to treat it the way they do college baseball. Hey, if you're in the North, you're going to play in the South to start your year off.
Do that too, but I'm making a... Like, Rico, because look, they started on the West Coast.
Right.
They started and still couldn't avoid this crap.
Right, but this is like, you know what? You go there, then you're going to go to Houston. Either you're going to play in a dome or you're going to play in someplace warm.
But if we do this plan, you can still do some of what you're talking about, but we don't have to. We can still enjoy our life.
When David sent the text that they were moving the Yankee game, I'm sitting there saying, wow, we must have a horrible storm blowing through. Like, why did they move? Like, it's not going to rain.
28 degrees.
And then I looked at the weather and I'm like, they put it in the daytime because it would be literally be 20-something degrees.
Who's with me? Baseball should start Friday, April 10th, 11th, whatever day it is on. And you just build in some doubleheaders and away we go. Because here's the argument.
Oh, the owners don't want to do the doubleheaders because they can't sell the day game. Hey, question. How many day games you selling now?
Did you look at Comerica? Beautiful ballpark, but no park is beautiful in 30 degrees, overcast, and I'm pretty sure I saw Batman swing by the scoreboard. Who's with me on this? And even if you're a baseball purist, can you tell me the downside of this? Tell me the downside of starting the season now, not 2-3 weeks ago. I don't care what they do in Japan with the, you know, hey, we're going to kick off the year March 23rd. Whatever, man. It's in a bubble dome.
It's probably just going to be baseball. I mean, the players saying they don't want to do the doubleheaders. I mean, because if you said day, night, I think ownership would say, okay, fine. We can still charge you for 2 different games. Sure, we'll do that. But players are going to be like, we don't like doubleheaders. Now, as a kid growing up, and the back-to-back games, that's how you grow your sport. That's how you get people to actually like the games because, wow, 2 for 1. And baseball, sorry, you're making enough money. It's a loss leader that day. You could give that day away to your fan base and just play back-to-back games and make people happy.
Do you think the players enjoyed their time? The Yankees looked they didn't want to be here.
No.
The games, no one can score runs. The ball does not fly. Like, seriously. Seriously. You know what? How about this? Maybe nobody cares. The bottom line to me, this is one of sports' greatest mysteries. How we haven't remedied this. The solution is simple. It doesn't cost the owners any money. It's not shortening the season. Mm-hmm. The players will have a week. They don't have to do this. They're already built in off days.
Right.
So what are we really talking about? And why do we insist on not moving opening day?
I'm with you. I've said it before. Like,
maybe I'm yelling at clouds, buddy.
It's rare that you get the great opening day. Most of the time, it's horrible weather.
It's a horrible opening 2-3 weeks.
And yeah, when the fans are dressed like they're getting ready to go shovel snow.
That's not fun.
It's not.
It's not enjoyable for anybody.
When there's a longer line for hot chocolate than there is for lemonade, that's a problem.
248-539-9797. Maybe I've missed the mark. I really thought this was sensible. I thought people would be into it because I don't think it's fair to you guys. And I don't care what city I'm doing it in, whether it's Cincinnati, Boston, New York, Philly, you name it. You can't play baseball this early in the year and get the best product out of it and have people be able to have a good time. Mm-mm. Why couldn't we start baseball today? I've given you the way to do it. I've given you a way that players aren't really heavily impacted. I mean, at the end of the day, you're going to play 3-4 doubleheaders anyways through weather. So avoid some of that weather.
But no, I'm with you, Mike, but it's almost like baseball is going out of their way to just make sure the doubleheader is it goes the way of the phone booth. It's something you see and hear about, but you've never actually seen one.
The phone booth.
Kenny, I mean, you're a baseball guy, meaning you like to go to the game.
Yeah, Dakery time. Yep.
What do you make of my idea? Stupid?
I think your idea is just fine. I have no issue with it, and I'm with you in that you see a team like the Yankees coming to town, and regularly, that's a premium series. Those are premium games. And you play them in the freezing cold. Kids are miserable. Hell, adults are miserable. Nobody wants to be there. Yeah, I think it helps out early on in the season. I have no issue. If opening day was today, I don't think anybody's – I think this is one of those ideas long-term where if you implement it, people eventually will forget how things were and be like, oh, this is the normal now. This is what we do. And it'll be just fine because look at the weather outside. It's not perfect, but it's, you know, it's a picturesque type of a day. So I'm with you. I'm on board. Sign me up.
We'll get some of the people in the mix. We'll get some of the ticket techs. I just, if you don't like my idea, what's yours? Because the first couple weeks of baseball are so difficult to even take seriously. You got two teams slugging it out in 35-degree blustery wet. Man, it's not even baseball. These players aren't into this. I mean, look, I can't fix when the playoffs are. That's just what it is. That would require shortening the season a little bit. I know that's not real. I don't like what the playoffs have become.
Okay.
The greed, the expanded rounds.
Winning in November.
Well, it's too much. And I can't fix the postseason. But I don't want to have a different argument. Like, just because I can't fix the postseason, why is it wrong I want to fix the regular season?
No, but it's always funny to me when you're like, hey, 50 years ago, you know, the Yankees won the World Series and it's like October 13th.
But isn't that the great part about sports, though, is that eventually we evolve. Sports evolve. Things change. I mean, baseball has just started to evolve with the pitch clock and with, you know, with they're going to bring in the automatic strike zone come, you know, next season or the year after, whenever it's coming.
Kenny, their evolution is to go back to the way it used to be. Some doubleheaders. It's fun for the fans. I know you're gonna lose. Players are gonna have to work twice as hard that day.
Oh God!
Oh yeah, I like Mike's solution to that. Why?
I mean, guys already take days off.
I know.
Guys already have a built-in day off. Nothing would change with the base schedule. You would still have your scheduled days off. Yeah. I mean, I don't understand how we don't make that move. And it's not a Detroit thing exclusive. It's any northern city. It's ridiculous.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
All right, to the people, we've asked the question. Tigers have played several home games. They're going to have a 10-game home stand. The point is, you haven't gotten to enjoy any of it so far. Weather's been a misery, and weather's been miserable around the league. Why is opening day not today? Why don't we just play a series 3 of every 4 weeks? You're going to have a doubleheader. You still get your rest days. We're not shortening the season. The owners don't need to cry, and the fan benefits. What is the downside? I can't fix the playoffs, guys. I already have my issues with it. That would require shortening the season or not being greedy and adding more teams to the playoffs. Those aren't going to happen. Why can't what I'm saying happen? And the fan benefits. I also hate the fact every year I feel like it's Yankees, Red Sox, some premium opponent comes in here the first 10 minutes of the year. Mm-hmm. Nobody's in the stadium. And you're like, how do we get screwed where, like, Tiger fans should have been able to enjoy a June-July series against the Yankees. Everybody can go. The park is full.
Yeah, that was last year, I believe. They played the Yankees in June.
And the Red Sox 2 years ago. Yeah. It's just like, what? Why is this happening?
No, I'm with you.
Go to Jeff, 97.1. Jeff, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. Hey, I don't hate the idea you got, Mike, but my idea was if you leave the teams at their spring training sites, let them play 2 home, 2 away games against their division opponents before you bring them out of spring training where the games actually mean something. And the fans that, you know, support those teams all spring get to actually see some real baseball before they, you know, hit the season at home.
But your problem is you're dealing with minor league parks. You're taking away major league revenue. Right. I think it's interesting. It's like, look, when you do one game and you play it at the Field of Dreams, you can get away with it. Jeff, I don't think you can play regular season. Now, again, you're right. Tampa's taking Legends Field and playing where the Yankees play, but for everybody to do that, and it's only 4 games, I'm trying to save 12 games.
Well, it would say 12 games. It's 4 games, so you have 4 opponents in their division.
Oh, my Lord.
12 games.
Oh, yeah, no, the owners would go, their heads would explode. I mean, I don't hate it from a fun perspective.
Yeah, but they wouldn't make as much money from the gate.
Oh, the owners, their heads would explode.
There might be more people at Joker Merchant than there would be at Comerica Park come last week.
No, that part is true. And again, but here's the the other issue. They'll say they sold 40,000 tickets because, well, they probably did for one of those games, 2 of those
yeah.
games. But
yeah.
no one shows that's up. The fan gets screwed. That's look, Jeff, I understand I am arguing something that is not important to the owners, but the fan has to matter. It's why I take such umbrage with what the NBA does, where good players don't play. Like, even last night. Oh, but it's the end of the year. The Knicks have a right to rest 3 starters. Well, no, because people here spent their hard-earned money to go to that game.
Yeah, you don't get 30% back. Oh, they didn't play 3 starters. Here. Here's 30% back.
2 nights ago, Celtics are in Orlando. Now, Orlando, those people paid to be there. The Celtics sat their entire starting 5. I mean, this is what I mean is, why does the fan have to come in last all the time? There are certain times fans going to come in last. It can't be all the time.
Because the fans will put up with it. Because they're fans. Because they love your team colors.
I got nothing for
and
you.
And the owners know. So I can treat them however you want. Where are they going to go?
Well, you just don't go to your park. I mean, that's kind of what I'm advocating.
Right. I'm saying, but they know deep down, I'm never going to go to the game again. Yeah, you will.
Oh, okay, you're right. Now, that's a big statement. Jim, 97.1. Jimmy, what's going on, pal?
How you guys doing?
Good, Jim.
So my thought is, and I haven't done the full analysis on how many parks are in the south or have domes, but my thought is the first 2 weeks you live in the north and you don't have a dome stadium, you're on the road. And that way, come summertime, we have home games that, you know, are warm. You know, I love the fact that we started at the Dodgers. You know, then they go to the Go to Houston, go to the
Okay,
Rangers,
but Jim, hold on. I want to ask you a question. You remember last year, this team caught fire and made it, but there are a lot of years. Divisional races are very, very close. Don't you think that would put the Northern teams at a horrific competitive disadvantage starting the year with a 2-week road trip?
It would, but at least it would provide product that people would enjoy.
Because Jim is saying what I'm saying. Because when you come back, this is where you have your doubleheaders here. You can do whatever.
But you do realize if you just start the season today with the doubleheaders, we all win. No disadvantage.
But for some reason, baseball has to start in the first week of April.
Why is that?
Tradition, Mike. Baseball, it's beholden to tradition.
Okay. I got nothing for you.
I'm with you.
When you've arrived at, well, tradition things, I can't help you. It's not even a real thing to me. Tradition, interleague play. What do you call that? Tradition, the National League is a DH. Tradition?
I'm with you.
Expanded playoff. Everybody's going crazy.
Right. There are certain things people will allow, but people need their opening day first week of April.
I just hate the tradition has to dictate what we do here.
But it doesn't. The league has whored itself out at every turn. You don't get to say all of a sudden you're saving yourself for marriage.
Yeah.
You've whored yourself out. It's over.
As somebody said, tradition is just being held hostage by dead people.
So. Yeah.
The league is just Jenny from Forrest Gump. That's all they're doing.
Okay. Wow.
No.
You know what? Ultimate villain in movie history. Might be like Darth Vader, then Jenny from Forrest Gump. Mm-mm. Villain.
Jenny and Rose.
Yes.
Then Darth Vader was just misunderstood.
Yes.
Jenny and Rose were just two bad people.
Kenny, take a text, please.
Yankees in the cold is a disgrace. That's from Bill.
Thank you, Bill. It's almost like I wrote that. Yeah.
There should be a day-night doubleheader every Saturday, June, July, and August.
You know what's interesting when you say it is who would complain? You'd have two games to buy.
The fans would love it.
It would be a huge turnout at the parks. And you're playing baseball in the weather it's meant to be played in.
Yep, I'm with you.
Kenny just took it to a different place. But why? Then you could do Baseball Day in America. And you get a TV package together, not MLB Network, where all of a sudden you're going, we have 35,000 games to bring you on this Saturday afternoon.
Do you like a red zone type of deal?
Yes.
Let's break in. Double box.
We got a situation in Cincinnati.
Octobox.
You know what that would mean, though, Mike, is that it would have to be on like a Peacock service, and you don't want that, do you?
I don't care.
Would you be willing to make that deal? We'll put it on Peacock. We'll put it on Amazon Prime Video, whatever.
I would. Look, they're already doing these stupid Friday night Apple TV games out of nowhere. So I would do it because ultimately it's about the fans. It is about the people who want to be at the ballpark. And it drives me nuts. We have a sport that openly is like, F it. Nobody show up. And then I got to hear the league bitch about their TV deals. So which is it, guys? Your TV deals suck, unless you're the Dodgers or the Yankees and you own your own cable system. And you do everything in your power to make sure nobody's at your games the first month of the year. Sick business plan.
You see that, and that doubleheader plan actually kind of works because that helped. I think the owners would like that because you get more people in the ballpark. More people are going to the ballpark than if they do all these games earlier on in the summer.
Kenny, I can't speak for everybody. I mean, growing up, doubleheaders were like, man, you wanted to go down to Tiger Stadium for the doubleheader.
Think about, too, if we didn't start the season until today, it would have given them a little more time to finish the 1901. We could have got the Bunsen burners for the little buffet they're going to operate.
Hot
down
dogs.
Here.
All right.
People could go up. People could add some food.
There you go.
It was a tough opening day.
It was.
Hey, some heating plates, you know?
Hey, how's the food down there? Oh, well, guys, you son of a... Actually, it's just the view right now.
I can't believe they set her up like that. They did her dirty.
That clip was amazing.
She's probably... Whatever you do, don't ask me about the food. How's the food? Son of a...
Right.
I'm putting cases on all you.
How's the food? Oh, no, you didn't.
Told you.
You damn well knew there was no food here, and you still asked me.
They did her so dirty, man. They should not have done that.
That wasn't right.
Hey, Daniela, what do you think?
Was that Benetti or Dirks or who was that?
Let's find out.
Oh, play this.
Right.
Benetti just rolled the hand grenade in down the hallway and walked down the stairs.
Everybody but him knew not to bring it up.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, let's go down to Daniela.
It was like the third question he asked.
Just don't ask about the food. You know the producer's in his ear. Psh,
don't ask about the food. There is no food.
No, she probably said before you come to me, there is no food.
Hey, so how's the food? I'm sorry. People, I apologize. We're enjoying that too much. All right.
Speaking of Tigers, Mike, I'm proud of you. You've gone all day without mentioning a certain something.
A certain something's on the 10-day IL with a slight oblique strain. And certain, they're being very careful with certain someone.
Well, you know who's not hurt? Max Clark.
Yeah, maybe he's going to the movies tonight. Hey, you know what's interesting? Max Clark will have the same amount of production as Wyatt Langford the next 10 days. Nah, you brought it out of me. All right.
I just had to make sure the day wasn't complete without
Thank
one
you.
Of those.
You're
very,
you're
very kind of you. Kenny, we may need a few more to carry over for next week.
Just get to the blitz. 97-1. You know, Kenny, I forgot because we've buried them. I did mean to check in with you before we wrap the week. You didn't do what I think you did last night, did you?
That all depends. That's a very loaded question, Mike. That's very loaded.
You wouldn't have happened to have watched the Red Wings the other night.
It was background noise on the second screen of my apartment. Barely.
So when they got up 1-0, were you feeling like a little chesty? Like, ooh, the captain's going to power us to a W?
Didn't affect me. Didn't move me in any way, shape, or form.
And when they fell down 4-1, did you spite watch? I
laughed a little. I actually watched a little bit more when they went down. I was like, yeah, bury him. Take out the shovel and start digging the hole.
Were you starting to think, when are you going to lose this lead?
No.
No? Okay.
No. I had no emotion until they started to lose. And then it was like, all right, now they're dying. Ah. Now they're going in the ground.
Okay. But still mathematically there, right?
The best kind of way to be there, mathematically.
All right, let's get a few ticket texts. We'll get to Woji and Riggs. I had to check in, Kenny.
The Masters is super pretentious. I can't believe the broadcasters are limited like that.
Oh, yeah. Hey, listen. By the way, does anyone believe Jim Nantz when he says he wants to broadcast through 2036? An 11-year farewell tour? Why make that announcement?
Yeah, why 36? Why not 2030?
Something historical. I think it would be his 50th Masters or something like that. Is that what it is? I don't know. I don't care. Jim Nantz, I like listening to him, but the more I know about him, the less I like him. Like how he had the oil painting above his fireplace of him.
No, him giving away the tie.
The tie means a lot to me. Yeah, well, it means nothing to the player.
You're the MVP. Here, you can have my tie.
Here's a sweat-ridden tie.
You probably don't have one in your wardrobe. Here you go. Now you have a tie, son.
Kenny.
This blitz made me like the Masters even less. That's from John. More on the Tigers coming in. I don't care. Just please give me someone, good players to watch. I can handle the cold. I can't handle minor league shortstops playing center field.
Well, look, as long as they win, it's the most important thing. They're battling through injuries. You've lost 3 center fielders. Guys, it's not going to be perfect. Like, all of a sudden, if Colt Keith hits and Glaber's back, well, think about what the lineup looks like. Torkelson has been really good. And yes, Javi Baez, oh boy, he's been acceptable?
Back.
We're not saying that. But no, I just don't think you can yell and scream about certain things like the center field thing right now. You can't. They've lost 3 center fielders. There's no team in baseball that's going to, you know, trot out some gold glover or some really good player when you've lost 3 center field. Like, I don't know what you want. Hey, Bob.
Is your guy Glaber coming back tonight? Is that correct?
Whoa.
No, you sent him over from the Yankees.
I didn't do nothing of the sort.
Oh, boy.
That is all. Blood's on your hands. You could have him.
But I think he's back tonight, isn't
he? Yes.
Yay.
And Keith is going to DH.
Wojo's got that extra bass in his voice.
Yeah, I'm not sick. It's allergies. I swear to God. I would not come in if I was sick.
I thought I was listening to Don Cornelius over there.
Oh, is he the Soul Train guy? I knew that. See? I'm not completely milquetoast.
Again, that was a comment about NC State's football helmets. We've got to let that
Lord.
Go.
Oh, my Lord.
So Mike's more of a bandstand.
So he really does love Augusta.
It's Friday.
It's definitely Friday.
What's on the show?
You guys should take the show down to the Masters one year.
That would be amazing. I mean, that would be electric.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe not the whole show, but...
I'm sure this company's budget would really be in line with that.
And hey, Mike and Kenny will have fun.
They'd be kicked out within... Rico wears shorts to the Masters. They ask him to leave.
It ain't the shorts when they ask him to leave.
You're out.
Okay, can I just...
I can be in a tuxedo.
Is it the shorts? No.
Can I start vacation, please? What's next?
Oh, yeah.
Moments the best? You're just trying to get out before you get in trouble.
Yeah. Yes, and Rico's not helping.
Rieger wants to talk about piddling at the Masters. Piddling.
Oh, God. With the guy with the pond.
Ballester. Yeah.
Yes.
It's not a pond. It's a creek.
Sorry.
Get that right.
Ray's Creek.
R-A-E. Are they allowed to say pond?
I don't know.
Oh, body of water. Runoff water. No. And we're also going to get into Pistons.
Yes, we did that as well.
No, no.
And
I am, whoever they play, the Pacers or the Knicks, it's going to be
a war.
Combative.
Yeah, nice alley-oop last night to just stoke Tom Thibodeau. No.
I was watching that at the end and looked up 7.4 seconds. Whoa.
Yeah, and Rick Mahorn, we have the audio if you want it.
Oh.
Going, don't do this.
Kenny, line up
the audio for these two. It'll help your topic.
Yeah. I was at the game.
Rico has got you Monday. You dealing with the grandmother from Wedding Crashers?
Yes, I am.
Oh, boy.
A Stoney.
Boy. Eleanor Roosevelt.
Did you hear Stoney this morning? He was amazing.
Is that the grandmother?
The pterodactyl with a P?
I'll Venmo you dinner all five nights. God bless and good luck. We'll talk to you later.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.